Now, back in the 50s, you would have been hard-pressed to find a bloke who didn't regularly have a bet on the horses. Well, nowadays you can easily bet on the horses, or anything really, on a number of online betting agencies, and it is no longer just the men do it, women do too. And just people of all ages, it really has gone across the spectrum. In fact, sports betting as a whole on all its platforms accounts for $4 billion in losses every year, so it is quite appropriate that our state, territory and federal governments have come together to work out a regulatory framework. Here to explain some of the regulations is Stephen Main. He's from the Alliance for Gambling Reform. Stephen, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Tess.
So poker machines are still the biggest form of loss-leading gambling in the country, but how does online betting stack up?
Well, pokies are $14 billion of the $24 billion, which is loss, which includes close to $2 billion at casinos on poker machines. But sports betting is now just over $1 billion, and the vast majority of that is online. And then you've got traditional wagering betting, which is about $3 billion a year, and much of that has now migrated to the online offshore bookmakers such as Ladbrokes and Sportsbet and BetEasy. So, it's, of that $4 billion figure you mentioned, there's still quite a bit which is done at the track or in TAB outlets. But a majority of that is now online, and that is the fastest growing category. We're seeing a massive conversion of sales to mobile phones and portable devices away from the traditional betting agency. So it's a big growth area, and that's why we need some decent consumer protection laws.
Now, the regulatory framework, it was agreed on by the federal government as well as all the states, which is quite rare. But what are some of the regulations that it's enforcing?
Well, basically, it's taken 3 years, but they've come up with a national consumer protection framework, which all states and territories have signed up to. And the federal minister for social services, Paul Fletcher, announced it last week. And there's 10 elements to it. And probably the most important ones are a ban on credit betting. So everyone agrees that bookmakers cannot lend money to their clients. Now, we need to extend that so that banks can't allow credit card betting as well. But at the moment, bookmakers are banned from also doubling up as lenders. Next one is a national self-exclusion register, where with one click, you'll be able to exclude yourself from all of the online betting agencies. Now, that's still 18 months away from actually being implemented, but there's an agreement across the board that this will be done, and that's a good thing. Inducements for new accounts, so, $50 if you open an account and we'll give you $500 credit, that sort of stuff, that is now also banned. And probably the other one I like the most is activity statements, where clients, customers, will be given a statement showing how much they've lost, just like you might get a bank statement saying how much you've spent on your credit card. Because at the moment, the betting agencies don't want to encourage you to realise you've lost $50,000 or, you've gone on a splurge. So they don't provide traditional statements, and now they will have to provide a clear statement on how much you have gambled with that company.
You mentioned as well the self-exclusion register would take about 18 months to roll out. Are the rest of them going to roll out in the same time period?
All of them vary. So credit betting's banned already. The activity statements is, I think, about 6 months away. The inducements is banned already. So it all depends. I mean, the National Self-Exclusion Register will require some software development because you've got to integrate all the systems of all the different online bookmakers so that when someone goes to a single website and says, please exclude me, that it alerts all of the other companies to exclude that person as well. And there's some privacy issues to work through. So that's the longest one that will take to work up. But some of the others are already in place.
Well, it sounds like we are seeing some movement. Ideally, would there be any other regulations that you would have liked to have seen in the framework?
Oh, look, I think the big one for us, the two big ones for us are the advertising. So, the TV advertising was up for gambling was up 22% to a record $282 million last year. The community's just sick of it. And, online advertising, is just as big. It's huge as well. And the Italian solution, which they've just done in the last 6 months, is a complete ban on all advertising, on all platforms. Now, if we can ban tobacco advertising and we can take a public health approach to tobacco, we can ban gambling advertising as well. Because at the moment, if you compare gambling with alcohol, there's no advertising on television allowed before 8:30 in the evening. So you can't have a Hunter Valley winery advertising itself during the 6 p.m. news. But gambling companies, foreign dodgy gambling companies, can advertise at all hours of the day. There's no limits on them doing the 6 p.m. news. There are some limits that have been introduced about whistle-to-whistle sport. But basically, it's still surging, it's still everywhere, and we need big promises from the federal government going into the election and the opposition for significant reductions in advertising. And the other one is banks and credit cards. We would love the big banks, and their AGMs are coming up in the next week, we would love them to say, we're not going to allow our credit cards to be used for cash advances to top up someone's bank, someone's account with a betting agency. If the betting agencies themselves can't do it, they are banned from providing credit. Well, then why should our big banks be providing access to their credit cards when we all know the huge amount of damage that is being done by gambling in Australia?
Well, hopefully we do see some movement forward in the near future. Stephen, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Pleasure.
That was Stephen Mayne. He's from the Alliance for Gambling Reform on the new National Consumer Protection Framework for Online Gambling.